My head. Did the ritual work? Oh. Wait. Where am I? And why are my hands bound? Of course. It's you. Still alive, I see. Oh, fuck. Why does my body feel like I've been stepped on by a giant? Fucking hell. No, I don't want any water. I don't want anything from you. Fuck. I suppose this means you've finally beaten me. What? If you're looking for congratulations, you won't get one. So, just what the fuck happened anyways? Everything after I finished the ritual is mostly a blur. The crystal exploded right in front of me. And it took the entire temple down with it? Oh, God, how did I even manage to survive that? What? What? Pardon? You rescued me? No. After all the fucking time I've tried to kill you, you have the audacity to dare to rescue me? Am I hungry? What kind of a question is that? I'm your fucking enemy. You should have just let me die in the explosion. Instead, you leave me alive to experience the shame of failure. And worse, of being your fucking prisoner. Is that roasted rabbit I smell? And fuck, seasoned with rosemary and lavender? You foil my plans for ultimate power. Take me as your bound captive, then you cook me my favorite meal. Yes, of course I know we used to be friends at the Mage's College. But that was a long time ago. I'm not the weak little novice I was back then. I don't need your protection or your charity. Does smell really good, though. Wait. You're not seriously going to feed me by hand, are you? Haven't you humiliated me enough? You need to treat me like a fucking child as well. Can you at least carve off a small bite for me, instead of making me bite it off the entire leg? Thanks. By the stars, he cooked it fucking perfectly. Sure, I'll have another piece. I had forgotten how great of a cook you are, on top of everything else. Well, can I trouble you for some water now? thank you. Oh, shut up. Stop acting like you're better than me. Stars above, you've always been so insufferable. Even back when we adventured together. You always had to play the heroine. Always had to rap into my face how much stronger you were in magic. Always coming to my aid, always protecting me when I never fucking asked you to. Because you fucking saw how pathetic and useless I was. Don't you lie to me. I could see the sense of superiority and the pity in your eyes whenever you had to come to my rescue. I can see it in your eyes now. What? Not pity, but love? Love? No. Stop. Stop it. You don't love me. I'm your fucking archenemy, remember? How could you possibly be in love with me? Stars and moons. You're serious, aren't you? Since when? That long? Seriously. You mean all of those times we fell asleep together after a long night of studying? Or shared a bedroll together to keep warm during a quest? You were keeping these feelings from me? Well, maybe if I had known. If only you had said something. How do you feel about me now? Really? Still? Oh, come on. It's nothing, just that all this time I thought you were so brave, but in truth, you were too much of a coward to tell me how you really felt. Well, I'm sorry, that was mean of me. Please forgive me. Can I have some more of that rabbit, please? Oh, it's really, really good. Though, I might enjoy it more if my, well, if I had my hands free to feed myself. Not that having you serve me doesn't have its own charms. What are you afraid of, sweetie? You know I can't even cast a light spell without my wand, which I assume is buried under whatever is left of the temple. I think you like having me under control, do you? At your mercy, completely helpless and dependent on you. How dirty. No? No, you don't. Well, then prove me wrong, darling. Cut my bonds. And at least allow me some dignity, okay? Then maybe we could enjoy a nice meal together. Just like we used to, years ago. Before... Ah, that's so much better. Thank you, my dear. There we go. Thank you for being such a gullible fool. It was always your one weakness. Always so eager to trust people. To believe the best of everyone. Now look where it's gotten you. Your sworn enemy. On top of you, with a blade to your throat. Your precious wand out of reach. How many times have I dreamed of this moment where I could finally have you at my mercy. If I had only known it would be this easy, I would have done this long ago. How very simple would it be to just slide this blade across your pretty little neck, see it spill crimson all over your white robes, and watch as the life drains from those lovely condescending eyes of yours. What, you don't believe I'd do it? Oh, don't test me, little bitch. How many times have I tried to kill you already? 5? 6? Even if I failed those times, what makes you think I won't do it now if you're so powerless to stop me? Well, maybe you have a point. Maybe death is too easy for you, okay? Maybe I should cut off every one of your delicate fingers so you can never wield a wand again. Then maybe I'll carve up that pretty face of yours. This beautiful, wonderful face. And then perhaps I'll gouge out those muck, piercing, radiant eyes. Or maybe I'll cut off those soft red and fucking perfect lips. Oh. No, this can't be real. This is some kind of trick. You must have cast some spell on me while I was unconscious. Was this why you saved me? Just so you could humiliate me one last time? No. You can't. You just fucking can't. How can you possibly still love me after all I've done? I've hurt people in my pursuit of power. Friends. Innocence. You... I've hurt you. So many, many, many fucking times. Even if you really were in love with me in the past, how can you honestly love the person I've become? I am your one weakness. Damn you. Oh, fucking damn you. Stars above, I love you. I truly do. I always have. I spent years waiting to get rid of all of my weaknesses. And I succeeded. Every one of them. Gone. Except for you. Try as I might. You are my one weakness that I couldn't expel. Do you trust me, love? Right, sorry. Would have been a lot better to put away the knife before asking that. Alright. How about now? How much do you trust me? Ah. Care to prove it, my love? Where's your rope? Ah, I see. Okay, now roll over for me, love, and put your hands behind your back, okay? Oh. Whatever happened to I trust you with my life a moment ago? Ah, there we go. That's my good girl. There, all secure. Not too tight, is it? I don't want to get you hurt. At least not yet. Now, let me just get back on top of you. Oh, fuck. I have to admit, I've dreamt of this moment as well. On quite a few lonely nights. You, bound and prone between my legs. Me running my hands up your pristine, form-fitting robe. Working my way up your chest and sliding my hands inside the folds and... Oh, fuck. And there they are. Ooh. These lovely, lovely breasts I used to drool over at the Major's College. Oh, fuck. Those academy robes left very little to the imagination. How does it feel, my pet? My hands caressing and squeezing your tits. Your tender nipples pinched between my fingers. Oh, fuck, I bet it feels wonderful. Especially when you've been waiting so long for it. Let me hit a soft, vulnerable neck of yours while I play with them, okay? Don't worry, love, I won't bite. Unless you ask me to. Oh, fuck. Oh, by the stars, you taste even better than your dinner. I might just have a new favorite dish. I'm going to make you feel so good tonight, my love. I'm going to show you pleasures you have never imagined. If you let me, of course. Will you let me do it for you, my sweet? I know you would. You'll have to let me use your wand, though. Is it in your bag? Strapped to your forearm? Let me see. A spring release? You mean you've had it in your reach this entire time? And you still let me hold you at knife point? Oh my god. You devious little bitch! Oh my love, I suppose you always have been one step ahead of me. Now are you still willing to continue, even if I take this wand from you, leaving you truly defenseless? Are you ready to fully submit to me, my dear, sweet pet? I promise you. You won't regret. Oh, good girl. Let me just unstrap it for you. Now, my love, you may have always been a better student than I, but I've learned a few spells over the year that I won't teach you in any college. Like, for example... Oh, you want to know what that one was? That was an empathy spell. Now, everything that you feel, I feel as well. Which means I can focus all of my attention on you and share in your pleasure. Here, why don't we just test it by slowly moving my hand between this wondrous tight of yours. Oh, fuck. Works like a charm. Oh, don't worry, my love. I've got a few tricks for you to enjoy as well. See, now your wand is charged with sensual energy. So if I were to say, touch the tip of your nipple. Oh, fuck. Oh my, I suppose I don't have to ask you if that felt good. I can tell. Would you like me to touch the other one too, love? Oh, I had a feeling you would. Oh, fuck, stars and moons. That feels so much better than simply using it on myself. I wonder, could the empathy spell be amplifying the effect? We simply must do more research. Let me run it slowly down your belly. A few circles around your navel. Oh, fuck, it felt so good. Are you ready for me to use it? Down there. You know I want to give it to you, my love. But I want to hear you beg for it even more. Tell me how much you want this wand placed between your thighs. How much you need it. Tell me you are my love. Good girl. Oh, fuck. That feels amazing. I never knew it could feel like this. Is it a spell? Is it you, my love? Are you why this feels so fucking good? Let me try something. Let me press our hips together, okay? Let me see what happens if I hold this one between our crotches. Like this. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, my love. This feels fucking incredible. I've never felt anything like this. Oh, my love. Don't. Fuck. I love you. I love you so fucking much. I can feel your love for me too, and I can feel you're about to come, so come, please come for me, please my darling, I want to feel your climax, come on, come on, please, please, fuck yeah, come on, please, fucking come for me, fucking come right now, oh fuck yeah, oh my love, oh fuck. Oh fuck. All the stars in the sky cannot compare to you. Here, let me cut you free now, okay? There, no. Please, hold me love, please. I just want to be in your arms for a while. I'm sorry, my dear. It's just, if I hadn't been such a monumentally foolish girl in my youth, we could have been doing this years ago. And maybe, I wouldn't have become the monster that I am. Sorry. Thank you, my love. Any other circumstance, and I would have accused you of saying that just to make me feel better. But the empathy spell is still active, and I can feel the sincerity in your words. Maybe I am a monster, and maybe I am not. What matters to me is most is how you feel about me. You're still my one weakness, and perhaps now my greatest strength as well. course, my love. I would be eager to teach you those spells later. And maybe you can use them on me. And maybe you can tie me up again as well.